那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 part 当中的高频话题，叫做一次微笑的场合相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time when many people were smiling， 一次大家都在微笑的一个场合或者经历。开门见山，萨克斯鲁首先交代这个经历本身。我想说的是，参加我大学室友的婚礼，在场的每个人都是面带微笑，把基本的情况带入。其次讲到细节，他们其实能够结婚是我们非常非常非常看好的，因为大学四年一直在谈恋爱，而且从来没有那些乱七八糟的事儿。最最重要的是，结婚那天是草坪婚礼，天气特别好，然后呢都是亲朋好友，没有太多其他无关人员，也是非常非常纯粹，所以说那天大家状态都很好，都给他们诚挚的祝福，比如脸上一直是面带微笑。第三，结尾做个引导，强调呢一定要对生活一直保持微笑，也就是说无论遇到什么样的困难呀或者问题啊，我都一直会选择去用 smile 这样的一种状态，或者 smile of joy 去面对生活，可能工作呀学习当中的压力等等。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先交代基本信息，参加大学同学婚礼大家都会面带微笑。其次交代细节，可能婚礼的布置啊，包括他们的恋爱经历啊。第三，结尾做个引导，强调这种 smile 对生活的重要性。三者贯穿回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, you mentioned about light topic. A time when I was in a wedding ceremony comes to my mind. In fact, my college roommate got married a couple weeks ago, 3 to 4 weeks ago, maybe. I mean, his girlfriend and him got in the relationship since they won the 5th year of university life, 4 years ago, maybe. It's been a long time for us, for young people, undoubtedly.I remember that it was a sunny afternoon in grassland. A bunch of his friends, relatives and classmates witnessed the important moment. I went there with other classmates, 5 or 6 of us. We felt really happy. I didn't know how to describe it, but kind of like that was my wedding ceremony. All the people who stood there suddenly put a smile of joy on face. Every single person at the moment behaved in that way. I can say,You know, it was more of a way of giving the best luck to new couples. In the meantime, I found that the smile and the many happy things can be shared. Happiness is something can be shared as well. So I would say smile is the most powerful thing in the world. It really makes us feel very relaxed and comfortable in life. We should stay happy and put a smile of joy on face all the time. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，杰森做了一个引导，强调出来啊，这种笑容啊，或者这种很温暖的一种温馨的微笑是能够被传染和感染的，也就是说每个人应该一直保持微笑，一直能够去更好的保持一个轻松愉悦的状态。考官接下来就会问了，那你觉得在生活当中一直保持一种微笑或者很开心的状态很容易吗？你会一直这样做吗？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节，第一个强调婚礼现场 wedding ceremony， 第二个恋爱中 get in the relationship，第三，喜悦之情 ，smile of joy， 最后诚挚的祝福 ，best luck。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693917 B17693917。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。